This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Around the world, the number of infections from the new coronavirus jumped to more than 11.4 million. The U.S. number surged to nearly 2.9 million. Worldwide, more than 534,000 people have died from COVID-19, nearly 130,000 of them in the United States, which is the hardest hit country. India reported more than 23,000 new coronavirus cases Monday, pushing its total during the pandemic past Russia for third most in the world. It now trails only the United States and Brazil in terms of overall confirmed cases. India is still closed to international travel, but New Delhi has gradually been lifting restrictions on local tourism to try to boost India's COVID-devastated economy. Officials have extended lockdowns on businesses, monuments, and other attractions in the city of Agra, including at the Taj Mahal, amid the continued spread of COVID-19. The Greek government said Monday Greece and Britain will fully resume flights July 15th as Athens tries to salvage its all-important summer tourist season. Greece lifted restrictions on flights from European Union countries to its two main airports June 15th and the rest on July 1st, but had kept a ban in place on fellow member Sweden and former member Britain, as well as several other countries with large coronavirus caseloads. A spokesperson said the government is still monitoring the situation with COVID-19 in Sweden. Also Monday, Greece said it's banning travelers from Serbia until July 15th. Regeneron Pharmaceuticals Incorporated said Monday it began late-stage clinical trials to assess the effectiveness of its antibody cocktail in preventing and treating COVID-19. The trial, run jointly with the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, would test the cocktail's ability to prevent infection in those who have had close exposure to a COVID-19.